episode. This is officially 88. So, I know, well, we won't get into it. Let's go right in, shall we? We open up with Seth Rollins. After his dismantling there and of Corbin and being saved by the man, Becky Lynch, we almost immediately have her interrupt him and just come storming in it. And Seth is noticeably unhappy about it, like playfully, but noticeably. And so he's like, you know, you kind of interrupted me there. It's like, oh, really? I didn't even realize that I did. And anyway, so long story short, they give Corbin, well, let's start off with Seth saying, he gives Corbin credit and says that, you know, that was a pretty smart move that you chose someone that, I mean, essentially you chose a woman so that I wouldn't beat him with the chair, but you didn't count on the best backup in the world, which he may be right on that. So he have Corbin come out and then of course right after that we're gonna get that's what I wanted, see? Lacey Evans and yada yada yada. Anyway, so it looks like we're gonna have an Extreme Rules showdown at what's the next pay-per-view? Anyway, Extreme Rules. So we're going to have a showdown there. It's going to be a mixed tag. Can you believe that? Mixed tag match. And if Rollins and Becky win, then Corbin and Evans can never wrestle them again. But if we get... So at that point, Seth's like, we'll take whatever stipulation you want to throw out there. We don't care. We'll take whatever. And Rollins throws out a, you lose, we get both titles. Nice. So, hey, winner take all at Extreme Rules. So, that should be interesting. So, we get New Day. 6-man tag, Big E, Xavier Woods versus the Usos versus Rowan and Bryant versus the Revival. Hold on, I'm going to have to mute for this one. Hold on. Hello? Yeah. I deeply apologize for that. It was an important one. I knew I had to take it. Anyway, New Day, we have elimination. So we get Daniel Bryan out first, believe it or not. And after that, we get a match reset. And we get Uso Splash and the pin. So, whatever. Now we get to the absolute worst part of Raw for the night, in my opinion. So, instead of having a match, we're going to have a tug of war with Braun Strowman, Bobby Lashley, and, okay, whatever, man. He's out, like, pulling a semi-truck to train, and all of that. So, anyway, long story short, Strowman pulls him over the rail, whatever you want to call it, and then Lashley attacks him, and that's it. I mean, whatever. Is what it is. So, then we get the man that he's growing on me. He's growing on me. We get The Miz. Yep, The Miz. He came to play. And so, quiet on the set. We get Carmella and Truth. And Truth got it back again after the wedding, all that nonsense. Wow. I mean, it's just whatever, man. So he comes out and bitches and complains, and his wife won't talk to him, and he doesn't have his title. So Miz is on his headset and says, "Hey, Truth, if you accept this challenge, then no one can interfere." Right? So, that's it. And Truth pins Drake in like 15 seconds. So, at that point, all the B-team wrestlers come running out and come after the title. And, yeah, that. Anyway, I think, let's see, we have, I don't know, the Dragon referee. We end up with Lacey and Corbin backstage rehashing their Stomping Grounds match stipulations. Just because, cool. Like, that's going to be awesome. Awesome. Mixed tag, it's not really, like, super exciting or anything crazy. But it is, I don't know, man. They can be pretty good. I don't hate them. They're good. We'll take it. So, now we get Shane O'Mac to the ring. So, Shane has to get his full intro as a wrestler. And then at that point, Drew can get his. So, whatever. This, to me, was the absolute best part of Raw. And, yeah. So, anyway, we have the 2-on-1. Drew puts up a good fight, and we end up with Drew holding Roman in the corner, and Shane is set up, and he is going to go coast to coast. But as he is going to jump and take that leap, the lights go out, and he's here. He's here. That's the way The Undertaker should be used. That's it. That's how you do it. He catches Shane, chokeslam, beats up Drew. That's the way it's supposed to go. And, yeah, I like that one. I like that one a lot. And good. So we get our interview with AJ Styles. And as he's interviewing, this music interrupts him, and it's Gallows and Anderson